At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
All right, here we go. Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us on a Wednesday night on the grid. 844-843-6879 is the number. A lot going on, tons of live action, tons of NBA games, loaded slate in college basketball. Last three hockey games before the All-Star break. NFL news, coaching news. We got the golf, Pebble Beach teeing off tomorrow. A very blustery Pebble Beach. So we have plenty to discuss. That is for sure. Mike Carver and, of course, the encyclopedia of college football. The one, the only. Go for the two, Joe Lisi. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Carver. Yeah, I'm involved. They sucked me in. Notre Dame almost sucked me. I could have gotten Notre Dame 18.5, 19.5. They're down 13 inside the number again.
Yeah, they stink,
half,
Joe.
13. What?
They stink.
I know they stink, but this is a game where they're gonna be in this game. I'm telling you, they're not gonna win it, but they're gonna be inside this 12.5, and I just have to find a spot to jump in. And then I'm on the hump, Dame Lillard. He cost me the other night. We looked at his totals. They're so, like, short in regards to these odds. For a guy that only shot the ball four times from three, to make four threes tonight, he's only plus 115.
Yeah, I kind of like that, to be quite honest.
No, I know. Yeah, I know like that. But he's
I know we want to go big with all these alts, but I think we got to also make a nice conservative play. I feel like that's a good one that we can stash for later on.
It's just Dame time.
Like, come on. You think he's not going to be an absolute pig tonight in Portland?
Absolutely. The only problem, and I told you this on Coast to Coast, is if they beat them by like 30, then we don't get the fourth quarter.
Yeah, but I got a feeling, Joe, that if they're up 30 in the third quarter, there's a good chance he's hit four threes. He could probably hit four threes before that. So I think he's going to come out firing early and often.
I hope you're right. I really do hope you're right.
I mean, maybe a small play with some of the bigger alts, but I like the four at plus 115.
I'm on Valanciunas.
They're giving you an NBA boost tonight for 30%. I'm probably going to throw that on there.
I'm on Valanciunas tonight. Here we go again. No Zion.
With the bounds. We welcome in all of our radio affiliates. Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Here with you on a Wednesday night. A lot going on. Tons of college basketball, NBA, et cetera, et cetera. We got the golf tomorrow that we got to get through and more. Mike Carver and Joe Lisi along for the ride. Hit Burbell involved as well. Matthias Burbell.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah, what's up?
And I know Matthias could add into this. Mikal Bridges, does he have range? Does Mikal have range?
He does have range. Does he? He actually put up like 5 threes in my face 2 weeks ago, Joe.
Here's what he's done recently from downtown, Joe. This is just the last few games.
Give me the range.
6 for 14. That is from 3 point. I'm giving you the 3 points. 6 for 14. That was the Utah game the other night. 3 for 8. 2 for 8. 7 for 13. 4 for 7. 4 for 8. 3 for 9. 2 for 10. The volume's there, Joe.
That's the what we need. There. Volume play. So let's take him 25 plus. I'm taking him at plus 110.
I'm just taking him on. I actually saw him just over 2.5 threes in a parlay I put him in. So I have him
Dame
and Cam
time,
Johnson
threes
both.
Or points? Dame time, threes
I'm just
or
doing
points?
Threes. I'm just doing the threes. That's it. Threes for me. That's it. I'm not getting involved in anything else. What's he been doing lately? Hold on a second, Joe. I want to get
like
Dame
in
time.
The 20s. He didn't shoot the whole second half last week. No, the last game they played, he didn't take one shot in the second half.
He didn't. You're right. He ended with 18.
He had like
Let's
one
what
shot. It was
What's
all Brook Lopez.
Been like from three. See, these numbers are concerning, Joe. This is just 3-point shooting. 2 for 4, 3 for 7, 2 for 10, 2 for 9, 2 for 10, 5 for 11. Like that, he's taking the shots, Joe. Like, I mean, look at that 4-game stretch. He shot 10 threes, 9 threes, 10 threes, 11 threes. He's just not making them. He's just cold. And look at earlier this month. 1 for 8, 1 for 6, 2 for 8, 1 for 9. It's not like he ain't firing away, Joe. He is missing.
He's suck me in. Right, give me somebody else. Who did I say the Magic were going to smash Wemby, right? I said that?
Well, you said that, yeah. I said it.
Usually I'm right. I think they were going to smash Pop right in the face. We're going to smash him.
Now principal play? Is that a principal play?
Oh, yeah, it might be a principal play. I tell you what. You know who I'm taking tonight? You know what? Forget it. Chet Holmgren, 20 plus.
Oh, I could see where this going bad. I can just see it. This guy, Chet Holmgren's been lighting it up every night. Joe has not played this guy once all year. He hasn't played Chet Holmgren. I can see 7 points tonight from Chet.
I took his rebound prop, actually. I took his rebound prop at over 7.5 tonight.
Hero. How about that? Hero steps up. He can't pick the MMA, but he could pick props. Sorry. I'm still a little bitter. Still a little bitter, Matias, out of the 2,300 I lost. Sorry. Mm. You know? Oh, I said Luau Deng?
What?
Luau
Deng? He's back in the league?
Lugens Dort.
Oh, you want to get Dort? Dort.
Luau
Dort. Forget his first name. He's
How do you
Dort.
Say it?
Dort.
How do you say it? Lugens Dort?
Dort.
I need Hooked on Phonics. How do you say it?
Dort.
Dort. All right, should we take him for threes? Zigging
he burned me last
zagging.
Week with the threes. Like, that 0 for 7
man,
he put up the other night again.
This is what happens. This is what happens. He doesn't have the volume.
Listen, don't get involved with guys you never play. Just stop. Don't. You got to go to the bell cows, Joe. That's where
you just
the
want
bell cows.
You know what?
Let's I'm go to the bell
Dame
cows.
Dame Lillard 5 threes. That's it. I'm in.
Now, what are you playing Holmgren for tonight?
No, I didn't take him. I took Dame.
Because I was
going to
say,
threes.
He's been a little light lately. 4 points, 9 points. Yeah, he hasn't really been doing much.
This will be the night that he lights it up.
Now, the boards have been there, so I don't mind Matias's play. The boards have been there for him, but the points have not.
We're zigging when we should be zagging.
By the way, you're the one zigging and zagging. That's you're all over the place.
I don't like your attitude.
I'm on Wembanyama for the double-double tonight against Orlando.
You know what I'm
going to
jump in on here? Because I said this earlier, and I'm not backing off. I'm not sold on. I just took it right now. Hang on.
Principal play.
I just took Baylor in game.
Okay, they're down 6.
Baylor money line, and Florida plus the 8.5. I'm not sold on Cal. He's shot.
So where is that game? They haven't started yet, right?
Yeah, 6-3. 6-3.
Oh, they're just underway. Okay, just underway. 10-6 Kentucky, actually, by the way. Carver Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Yeah! Sirius XM 159. Here with you on a Wednesday night. All right, Joe. Quickly, because we haven't done this yet, let me go through what's going on live in college basketball, because we have some close ones. How about Northwestern putting up a fight again against Purdue? They beat him, of course, earlier this season at home. Now, on the road, up one with 5.5 to go in the game. And, of course, Joe, they were getting, I believe, got up to 14.5 when we were doing coast to coast. So there you go. Another big dog, Joe.
Big dog
probably going to cover this number.
Big dog barking. Here comes the Irish barking. Huh?
Yeah. Oh,
the
yeah. Irish down 11. They're barking all right.
Showing a little might. Here comes Pitt. Tempo. Push. How about Baylor down 4? Let's go.
Baylor is down four now. St. John's down 4. Xavier's up 64-60. That's with 8.5 to go in the second half there. How about Georgia, Joe? I told you that on Coast to Coast today. 63-58, and not across
sharp
the line
pick
yet.
That was
6 minutes to go. It's just still 6 minutes to go.
That was a very sharp pick by you.
But they're up 5, so let's see what happens down
sharp
the stretch. Wake is up 4 against Pitt. They're very early in the second half.
Guess
Cincinnati's
what?
Losing at West Virginia, yes.
Yeah, West Virginia is tough in that house.
No, they suck this year.
It doesn't matter, though. In Morgantown, it's a hornet's nest. I tell you what, Cal's got a little gird from the Matinade because Florida is in this game, 12-10. All of a sudden, just take Cal for the – Cal's the team for the Final Four. Cal coaches them up. They're in a dogfight in Lexington. A dogfight. Here come those Gators.
Memphis and Rice also just underway. Memphis needs to get out of there.
Let's get involved in something. What do you want to do? You want to take Baylor outright with Nick Hardy to win it all?
I'm not playing Nick Hardy.
Come on, believe.
That's your guy. I will tell you, I'm a little nervous about the weather this weekend at Pebble Beach.
Oh, don't start. Don't start.
I saw the tweets, by the way, too.
Last week, you and all the golf gurus, right? Can we stop with the long shots? You know, when's the chalk going to start?
Well, it's not even about, first of all, it's not chalk that we're looking for. We want to get back to guys.
The guys that are always there. Yeah, names. Hovland, you know, Max Homa.
Even guys like in the 30s and the 40s and the 50s. Like, we need the mid-range guys to win.
Right?
That's where we play.
Dietrich.
But enough of this 200 to 50 to 1, 200 to 1, a little Nick Hardy.
We
don't need any.
The captain's all over the rails.
The problem is that now I feel like all this work we've put in the last 3 days getting ready for the golf is going to get messed up because weather is a major problem.
You know what that means? I hate to say it. That means guys like me have a shot fast and loose.
Sure, of
We're
course.
Gonna go
this
fast
is what happens.
And loose.
You know, the,
right.
As you
and this
say that,
bothers you.
Alabama goes on a run and they're tied now, so they'll probably even cover now with five minutes to go.
So this bothers you. You see, because now I know. It's like you and Cam, you do all your preparation, you do a great job with the golf.
Well, we spend days getting tuned up for this.
Yeah, tuned up, and all of a sudden, like this.
You fly in and you throw a dart at the wall, and you think that's going to go in.
The dart sometimes has a homing pigeon in it. It's a sonar. It goes right.
Why aren't you back in? Why aren't you back in Nicky Dunlap this week?
I am back in Nicky Dunlap.
Oh, you are.
Yeah. You know what? You know what I found out too. On top of him being great in the fairways, the kid wears Calvin Klein pants. So you know what? He's got my money all of a shot. Kid loves to wear Calvin Klein. I heard he could have been a model. I'm just saying.
I've got one long shot I've played so far.
Oh, Florida up on Cal. Where are you now, Cal? Huh?
You love yelling at these guys. You hate Cal. Cal is like...
No, I like Cal. He's Italian, but I just don't like Cal when his teams are gutless. That's why. Mm. All right, it's one thing. I back all the Italians. I used to back Sirianni when his team had heart. Once his team went right down and fell to skids, he was dead to me.
You get all over these guys. Cal.
Meanwhile, you know who I did back? You're gonna laugh at me. I backed Bruce Pearl. I laid the 18.5 tonight.
After that inspiring piece of audio that we played on Coast to Coast, you're gonna go and back them, huh?
Yeah, we're gonna lose a ton of games. We're gonna lose a big effort.
We're gonna lose a lot of games. Just he did like that. That cut that we played wasn't the full audio. Like, he went on for like 4 or 5 minutes about this, and at one point he did start listing all the games. Like, we gotta play Kentucky, we gotta go to Georgia, we gotta play Alabama again, we gotta play, like, he's like, we're gonna lose some games.
He didn't say Vandy.
Not tonight against Vandy. He did pump up Vandy for a little. Like, did you see how Vandy played against Tennessee last weekend? So he's cautious.
He's well aware. These coaches are well aware. They know the spread. Especially in hoops, they know the spread.
You can't tell.
In hoops, they know it more than anything.
Yes.
With the Fugazi fouls when they're down 10, all of a sudden. One game they foul with a minute left down 10. The other game they just let it run out. What changed?
It's true. Very true. I agree. Right now, Joe, let me give you the NBA. I haven't given you that either. Charlotte up 2 at the half on the Bulls, 59-57. I told you I like Charlotte today. I didn't care who was playing and who wasn't. Clippers are up 6 at the half against the Wizards. Now, that's a little surprising. Matias's Clippers have to pick up the pace a little bit down there in D.C. Cavs up 68-62 on the Pistons. You like the over in that game, Joe.
Is it trending over?
It's 242.5 live. So it's getting there. Spurs out to a 12-6 lead on the Magic. Heat up 12 against the Kings, Joe. Did you play Hero? Who were you going to play in this game? You were all in on some
Hero,
of the Heat guys.
Hero.
He's got to be having a big night now. Oh, I'm pulling it up right now. He's got to be having a big night.
He's only got one.
He's only got 1-3.
Oh, but maybe I should jump in.
His live numbers, over 3.5 even money.
Jimmy B. He's got
you can play Hero for B. 5 threes at plus 245.
All right, let's look at this. Adebayo only has 2.
Yeah, but
Hero has 5.
He hits a hump when it comes to the points. You never know.
You want to Zabonis? He's got a goose egg. You want to jump on him? Guy's got a goose egg.
13.5 is a nice live number for him.
Or Herder. He's halfway there. Herder or Zabonis?
I'd rather play Sabonis.
It's plus
he's got nothing. He's got to get something.
Fox has got no points.
Fox only has 5 points. There's a lot of game left here. There's 7 minutes left in the first half. Sabonis going to get at least, Joe, like 5 or 6 by halftime. Yeah,
here's Jimmy B all of a sudden. Jimmy B, 9 points with a whole quarter.
What about Rozier? What about Scary Terry?
Where is he? I don't even see him left listed.
He's probably got a ton of points. That's why.
He's probably out tonight.
I don't think he's out. Is he out? He's not listed up here.
He's not listed at all.
But that's on the FanDuel page. Sometimes they don't put all the guys up.
Let me see. We're underway in Valanciunas. Let me see. Please give me bounds. Give me bounds, buddy.
Rozier's got no points, Joe, through 9 minutes. 0 for 3 from the floor.
Herb Jones is playing. You gave me the injury.
I said he was questionable.
They got him listed.
Well, that's because he's playing. He was questionable to play.
Valanciunas is 4 bounds right out of, shot out of a cannon.
No Zion. He's getting all the work on the glass. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159 on a Wednesday night. Yeah. Valanciunas 5 boards, Joe.
I know. I need this Baylor game. They're down 4, Carver. They're chipping away.
UCF's tough at home, man.
They are tough, but
they beat Kansas at home. They're tough at home.
I don't care that they beat Kansas. This is Baylor, all right?
Yeah,
Kansas is built different.
This isn't the usual Baylor team.
Carver, they're ranked in the top 25, all right?
They're always ranked in the top 25. They're perennial top 25 team now.
You know, keep talking down my bets.
That won a couple years ago.
Keep talking them down.
You know, it's unbelievable. It really is.
A little mojo would be nice. We're partners. You have no interest in the Baylor game. None. Could you pump him up?
This pig, Wembanyama. I mean, honestly.
I told you, he's gutless. You didn't believe
me. Well, it's not. He's got 9 points already, but because he's hitting threes. The other night, I play him for threes. He throws a bagel. Tonight, he's going to hit. He's going to shoot the lights out.
You're zigging when you should be zagging.
No.
Holmgren, no points right out of the chute. Dead zero. I took Holmgren, Mikael Bridges for threes, and Auburn. Dead loser, this Holmgren.
Told you not to take Holmgren.
Man.
Doesn't
you
score
know, enough, Baylor, we've been in this timeout for like an hour. Like, what happened?
Yeah,
somebody
just came back
laid
on.
Out on the floor?
On. I actually turned it on. You want me to pump you up? Here he goes.
Yeah,
I have it on.
What channel is it on? Can you give me a channel?
It is on... it's on ESPN Plus, so I have it's on like the Big 12 on. So I have it on ESPN Plus here.
I just
you're not
going to
get that on a regular. I'll keep you updated.
I can't. I got to log in on a different device for that. I can't.
By the way, ever since you told me what a sharp play Georgia was, now they're down 6 with a minute to go. So
that's all right. You're in there. You're in there. It's a sharp play.
No, it's not.
You didn't like that, right? But you're talking down.
Cole,
my...
they're not going to cover. So this is now. I owe you 2.
You owe me 2. I'll tell you who's going to cover. I'll tell you who is going to cover. Florida coming in. They're in a dog fight in like 25-24.
Oh, are they? No doubt about it, huh? Say it. No
doubt
about it.
No doubt about it.
All right.
Kentucky's
no doubt about it.
Kentucky's got their tail between their legs. They got their tail between their legs. They don't know what to do. Coach Cal trying to coach them up. This ain't 2010. Cal
I'm going to take Kentucky
for,
live.
Who was the sharpshooter that Cal had a few years ago? Reggie Delk? Who was that? Was that Tubby Smith? Did Reggie Delk? Reggie Delk ain't coming off that bench,
first
Cal.
First of all, just to clear
Tony
it up,
Delk.
It was
Tony
Delk, first of all.
Tony Delk.
So,
Tony Delk ain't coming out. He ain't coming out, Cal. No sharpshooters this year.
Tony Delk. I mean, honestly, Joe. Like,
remember Tony Delk with the...
What, he was on the 96 team with Patino. I mean, seriously. Like... honestly, Joe. Like...
That's when I was betting basketball a long time ago. It's all I can relate to. Was that with Mike Miller and Florida? I just go back to, you know, Billy Donovan and back-to-back and Mike Miller with the kiss...
Tony Delk.
Tony Delk, Cal. Not coming off that bench.
Joe goes back 28 years for the sharpshooter.
Not the same Kentucky.
Calipari has had 1,000 NBA players since he's been there. Joe goes back to Tony Delk.
John Wall ain't coming back, Cal. All right?
John Wall. All right, Joe. We gotta move on. Purdue up 1 on Northwestern, 80-79. Matias said that Northwestern had some kid that would just a tie game now, 80 up with 30 seconds to go. Matias said that Northwestern's got some kid that's just blasting threes from everywhere.
Yeah, of course we're not on him though.
St. John's tied at 73 now, Joe. They've been reviewing a play in the Baylor game for the last 10 minutes. I don't know what they're looking at. But they've been reviewing this game for a long time.
Was it a basket, a flagrant? Give me some play.
I don't know.
Something.
I'm talking to you. I'm glancing over every couple seconds, and they're all at the window here.
Or
at the scorers table.
They're ruining the whole game flow. We're on a little bit of a mini run.
All right, now they're getting it. Now they're getting together. They're huddling up after walking away from the thing. And
they're all pissed.
All right, here's what we're looking at here. Looks like it's a charge, Joe, that they're looking at.
A charge? We're breaking. Well, down game film and schematics for 8 hours on a charge.
I mean, why did he do that? This kid on UCF, number 11, just came in and steamrolled this kid on Baylor.
Well,
this is what they're looking at, Joe. That's what I think they're looking at. I think they're looking at flagrant here, to be quite honest with you.
It's obviously a flagrant. Did he hit him with the forearm? It's got to be.
Northwestern up 1.
Baylor down 3. Let's go. Boots on the ground. So wait, you're not hanging out. This ain't the bounce house. Down 2. Let's go, Baylor. Come on.
Well, if that's the case, then they had obviously got the shots on the ball.
I can't wait for you. You're too slow with me.
You know, you have me put the game on. I'm trying to root you in, and then you do that. Yes, they call the foul and the flagrant, so they get the ball.
We'll keep it updated. What do you want to go to? Football? Baseball? What do you want to do? I'm ready.
What do you? Actually, here's the other thing. I got to wait out now. I have to. They're not even going to cover. So you completely sandbagged me with Georgia.
How did I sandbag you?
That was a very sharp play from you. A great cap. Well, guess what? Now it's you want to know what it is now? Ripped up at the window. That's what it is. Unless Georgia hits an excuse me three.
We're tied in Orlando. How about that? The mental resolve of these Bears. These Bears going back to the days of Cody Carlson and Abdul Khalif. What was it? I think it was Abdul Khalif, the white Muhammad.
What are you talking about now?
He was a wing back in the day of the Baylor Bears, 1996. Look him up. Abdul Khalif Muhammad. Guy was all over the field.
You're in good shape here now with Baylor, now that they tied this game. They'll probably win this game going away. So you got no issues now with Baylor.
Oh, I see what you did.
This game.
I don't know why you want to go after Nate Oates.
Oates. Look at this. Steal and the other way.
They just buried
it. Steal the other way.
Bury a three on us. All right.
No problems whatsoever.
Trying to be my kryptonite. All right. It's okay. I got to get out the holy water now.
Now, Matias, you have the Purdue game on because it was 81-80. And now it's 81 up. So I'm guessing, is Purdue shooting a second free throw here, or are you already past that? This is a hell of a finish at Purdue. I'm actually, forget this game that Joe's got me watching. I'm putting on Northwestern and Purdue.
Put on Northwestern and Purdue. I got 16 seconds up.
I'm done with Joe.
Edie looks like he saw a ghost.
Because they just flipped it to Northwestern. Must have the ball because they just flipped to minus 156 live.
They're calling a foul.
Really?
There's 16.3 seconds left. Edie's on the line.
No, you're behind.
How much time is left?
6 seconds.
This quad box.
You're behind.
I'm behind on everything. It's crazy.
No cover for Georgia, Joe. There you go. Thanks.
You had it.
No cover.
Should have cashed out.
Great cap. You know, that's a sharp play. Blah, 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 blah.
Valanciunas, 5 bounds in the first quarter. The guy must have needed a blow because he's out now, I guess. No bounds.
Who's got this game? Oh, is this game on Peacock, this Purdue game? Who's got the Purdue game?
Can't be. It looks like Big Ten Network.
Okay, BTN?
Yeah. I tell you
BTN,
what.
BTN, Joe. I like that. BTN.
Yeah, I like that. I tell you what, Cal not doing a pretty good job with this team. Ranked 10th. They look like they're overrated to me. Tell you that right now.
Do that.
Yeah. Overrated.
Yeah, I won't be backing them. First of all, everybody's on them. I gave you all those numbers the other day. Like, they're the biggest liability. They've got 36% of the tickets.
Yeah.
Everybody's a guru.
Yeah. Chet Holmgren, first quarter, no points. Complete hump.
Guys, we warned you of that.
You did.
Warned you of that.
Rebounds, though, Joe. Got some good rebounds.
Great. Good for you.
He gave you the cap.
He gave me the cap, yeah.
Great. He gave you the cap. You didn't listen to him.
Do you blame me? I mean, really.
Why?
Why? You know why.
So what? You can't get off the mat and keep going? Keep pushing forward?
I'll think about it. Next MMA fight, if he gets me straight, then he's back on. I can't do it.
When's the next big fight? We got to get Joe back in the mix here. When's the next big fight?
299. Sugar Show against Chito Vera. Miami, baby.
Who is that? McGregor and Nate Diaz fighting?
They're going to go to overtime here, Purdue and Northwestern. So overtime for them. So 299 is the next one. So who's fighting in that one?
McGregor.
Chito Vera and Sugar Sean O'Malley. Dustin Poirier's on that card against Benoit Saint-Denis. It's a badass card.
Oh, I have a fight night card here. I don't want that card. So when is 299? February what? 17th?
Yeah, February 17th. Yeah, you guys, the card that I'm looking forward to a lot is Atlantic City, baby. On your side of the water, over there on the East Coast, Atlantic City, let's go.
No, this says March 9th is when these fights are, this Sugar Sean O'Malley and Dustin Poirier fight. I have March 9th listed here on the sportsbook, Matias. Gilbert Burns against Madalena.
Who?
Paige and Holland. Card, Curtis Blades on the card. I know him. Peter Yan. He's favored. Yeah, you got a lot of the.
I'll tell you what, UFC 299 is a better card than UFC 300 right now, unless they get McGregor.
Wow. Gotta add McGregor
on 300.
Cejudo is fighting on February 17th, and Cejudo is fighting.
And that's in Anaheim.
Is that a fight night?
No, it's a pay-per-view UFC 298. It's in Anaheim, California, okay. So right up the street from me.
So 298's next then. So I got 298 and then 299. So 298 before that.
I can't stop looking at that 299 card and just like it's a countdown for me. That card is just break, a perfect card.
I think so.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
We got so excited about the MMA fights that we just blew by the last break. That's how excited we got. About Amanda Lemos and Mackenzie Dern. We got very excited about that, so we had to rumble right past the break. That's okay. We'll be all right. We'll be okay. All right, Joe. You were still upset about Baylor as they are in a dogfight down in Orlando here against UCF. Right now, Joe, where did I lose? I lost that game, Joe. Where is it? 56-55, UCF leads Baylor. There's been a couple of long stoppages at the table with these reviews. The game's been locked for a little bit here. So we'll see if they can get things going there.
The refs in on this outcome here, 56-55. We're stuck with about 6.5 minutes left. And then here comes Cal. They went on a little bit of a heater. They're up six.
Meanwhile, you have overtime in West Lafayette between Purdue and Northwestern. 85-84 is the score there, and plus 325 live for Northwestern, which means Purdue's probably either just made a bucket or going to the line, and they're going to extend. Xavier all of a sudden up 10, Joe, on St. John's as they're about to finish that game off.
Wasn't that game just tied?
It was tied a minute ago, and now they're up 10. So bad final 2 minutes for St. John's in that one. Notre Dame down 14. I'm sorry, 16, Joe. They're down now in that game. It is incredible, Joe. You're all over this Kentucky-Florida game, which has right now 34-29. Here we go, Cal. Extend for Kentucky. Memphis down at home again, Joe.
Not good.
Not good at all.
They take these teams lightly. That's the problem.
I'm on UConn laying the 13.5 too against Providence. That's about.
I like Providence. I think tonight.
That's an emotional play for you.
Why? Because they cost me some money earlier?
No, you always back them. You always back them.
I like their bigs. Oh, Baylor's got the lead. 57-56. Extend. Crash the boards. Let's go. Let's get it to 3-5-7, 11-point win.
Extend, God,
they're down 10,
extend.
This Florida team. How gutless is this team?
Well, you said it was over. Finished, you said. Over. The Nets and the Suns are underway also, Joe. 4-0 Nets lead right out of the gate. Denver up 12 on Oklahoma City. So they were catching the 6.5 with Joker out. And they're up 12.
Yeah, Baylor up 4. How about that? Baylor up 4. Extend,
yeah,
that game's
over.
Yeah, keep
that
talking.
Game's over.
Extend.
Here come the Kings, Joe. Now down 4 in Miami at the half. I hope you took Sabonis at that 13.5 because he's got 9 at the half
now. First half, he's getting shut out.
Did you hear what I said?
Yeah, he's got 11
Sabonis
now.
Has 9.
Great.
And the number was 13.5. Yeah, well, the same thing every night, you know, it seems like we're having these now. These missed opportunities.
Thanks, Coach.
It's not good for business.
You want me to start getting, breaking out the sheet of integrity? We'll start.
It's just not good. Not good for business.
Yeah, you're starting to. Six All pounds right. for Valanciunas. 6 pounds. He's chipping away.
You want the golf plays from me, or are you not? You're not in on it.
Yeah,
you're
give just, me the golf plays. I'm on Nicky Hardy.
I know you're on Nick Hardy. We went and looked it up. 350-1. You're in on him. So that's what we have. I'm on Spieth. At 16, that's where I have him. I have Homa as well. I have Tony Finau at 40. Tom Kim at 60. Dangerous Denny McCarthy at 90.
Yeah.
Tom Hoagie at 170-1. Hoagie sandwich. Okay. We're getting him in. And I'm playing a bunch of guys for top 10s and 20s. Rory top 10 plus 105. Fitz top 10 plus 300. Keith Mitchell, top 20. Mitchell's playing with Josh Allen this week, Joe.
Is he?
Well, it's a pro-am, so this is the one where all the quarterbacks show up. So Mitchell's playing with Josh Allen, and Keegan Bradley's playing with Tom Brady.
What about Tony Romo?
Romo, I don't think, is in this because CBS has the Super Bowl, so he's obviously in Vegas preparing. Rodgers is playing.
Big bad Aaron. Big bad Aaron.
Big bad Aaron. That's Who's Rodgers playing with? Who got stuck with him?
Finau?
That can't be fun hanging around with him for 2 days. I'm trying to get the list, Joe. Aaron. The master list.
If you could, outside of Josh Allen, who would you want to hang with?
What do you mean in terms of who would I want to play with out of the golfers or out of the celebrities? Yeah.
The quarterbacks.
It's a good one. Are you just saying in general or at this golf tour? You're saying in general, you're saying.
Well, celebrities, if we're talking dudes, there's two guys I think I want to play with.
Who would you want to play with, Joe?
I think Wahlberg, because I eat at his restaurant all the time, right?
The Wahlburgers?
Wahlburgers, and I think Ludacris.
Hmm. How about that? Look who Aaron's playing with, Joe. I got the list now. Big Bo Hostler is playing
Bo
with Aaron Rodgers. Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
All right.
Bo Hostler.
Big Bo. Baylor up 7. Extend!
Yeah,
extend! You can't do that to me, Carver. Extend! Drop the hammer!
I'm just telling you for real. This game's over.
You know exactly what you tried to do. That's it. Extend, Baylor. Get the whip out.
Steve Young's playing, Joe.
That's it.
Steve Young. He's with... who's Steve Young with? Matt Kuchar.
That's a boring
guy. Larry Fitzgerald's playing with Adam Hadwin.
All right.
Alex Smith is playing with Mackenzie Hughes. Let's see if there's anybody else Joe would know.
Like, is Fitz playing?
Who, Ryan Fitzpatrick?
Yeah.
No.
He should have played Conor McGregor in the bio. Like, Fitz should play Conor McGregor in his life story.
I think those are the only guys you would know. Brady, Rogers, Allen, Alex Smith, Larry Fitzgerald, Steve Young.
Out of the quarterbacks, I'd want to chill with Brady.
Really?
Oh, you know the eye candy? Forget it.
You wouldn't want to hang out with Rodgers.
No, I would want Brady. The eye candy would be, I mean, just around the, you know, I mean, me doing a tee off.
Well, the eye candy comes to you, Joe. I mean.
Right, but yeah, but if you hang out with Brady.
He'd want to play with you because of that.
Oh, that's true, too. I mean, seriously, I'd be dangerous if I had his money, like, quite honestly.
That's a great line. I'd be dangerous if I had his money.
I might obviously be like Batman. I might have the Batmobile and just drive around town.
Yep. Well, either way, those guys might quit anyway, all the quarterbacks. With how bad the weather's going to be, they might not even want to play the second day.
You don't think they're going to want to play? Why? Because they get showed up?
No, the conditions, Joe, are going to be brutal.
Yeah, it's not like they haven't played in bad conditions before.
Yeah, but this is golf, Joe. This is a different story.
Trying to say they don't want to get the golf shoes wet? Is that what
this
it is?
This is what we have tomorrow. Thursday, rain, 5 to 10 miles per hour. It actually doesn't seem that bad.
Come on.
Tomorrow, but it's going to rain all day. Friday, 10 to 15. Saturday doesn't look that bad. Saturday night, there's rain coming in. And then Sunday, heavy rainfall, winds 25 to 35 miles per hour. They might not finish on Sunday, Joe.
Yeah, it's not.
They might have to finish on Monday. See, this is the one bad thing about when you get weather like this and you get delays. I always get upset about this. It ruins the live betting for the golf. Just ruins it. Because then, you know, they don't finish rounds. You can't live bet. You can't. I hate when there's weather at golf. Wind, I don't mind. When it's rain and it can delay things, it bothers me.
Does it?
Yeah, I can't stand it.
All right.
It wrecks the live betting and it wrecks the all week long cap, the pre-tournament cap. Unless you get, you know, you obviously, you know who the mutters are. You got to get the mutters in there. I mean, I'm not worried about Spieth in weather like this. Like, a lot of people like Cantlay this week. Cantlay don't like conditions like this.
No?
Yeah, he's a diva. He don't want anything to do with a little tough weather.
You know who likes conditions like this? Brooks Koepka.
Yeah, he ain't here. He's in Mayakoba.
Brooks Koepka loves
stuff
like
this. He's in much better weather, hanging at Mayakoba. So we got the big Kevin Durant return to Brooklyn here, Joe.
We're taking the other side. We're not buying into the hype.
I did play the boost on FanDuel.
You're gutless. You said you weren't going to do it.
Durant for 20 and 2 threes for Booker.
I don't know what's going on. You know.
I played Bridges, by the way, for threes, and Cam Johnson for threes.
Yeah, they're up 10-6. No points from Bridges, of course. Here we go. Unbelievable.
Let the game breathe, Joe. They just started like 30 seconds ago.
Yeah, they got 17 points between them. I mean, it would be nice if Bridges could get up early. He'd be a little involved in the game, want to show up his former team. That would be nice, Carver.
All right, so let him get settled in and hit a few threes. Just
meantime,
let the game
what's
breathe.
Going on with this Baylor game? We're stuck at 3 minutes for an hour here. What are we doing? We're up 7. We have all the momentum. Wow. What do we have? Another guy on the floor? Then we got to scrape him up. Let's go. We got 3 minutes.
They're laying 8.5 live. It's all good.
I don't understand. Scrape him up. Let's go.
I agree with you on that. Just let's move along.
I mean, how many stoppages?
That I do agree with. Shouldn't have to stop this much.
We're up 8. We're up 8. Extend.
Keep the game
moving.
Keep the game moving.
I told you, extend. The whip is out. Extend.
There you go.
We're up 9. Here, 11. Here we come.
We're up 9. Purdue's going to end up beating Northwestern, it looks like, but they're not going to cover. So, just unfortunate for Northwestern. They had some opportunities to win the game outright.
They covered, though, right? Northwestern?
Well, they're up 4 with 16 seconds left. It was 14 and a half, so.
Is the kid on Northwestern the kid that was on, what was the Jersey school? St. Thomas? St. Peter's?
St. Peter's?
Is that the kid from St. Peter's?
No.
You sure?
No. Yeah, I'm sure. Carver and Lacy, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lacy, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. Baylor up 4, Joe. 68-64. 127 to go. You just need him to win, right?
Yeah, you willed it in, Carver. You willed it in. Congrats.
You just need him to win, don't you?
Yes, win. And I also have them plus 2.5.
All right, so you're okay.
Don't do that, Carver. Don't do that.
No, it's all right. It's, you know what I thought it was? Especially when they were losing at the half. I thought it was a sharp play for you to play Baylor there. Losing at the half, a sharp play.
Another stoppage here. Like what are we doing?
Now you're okay.
These refs are really...
They're -5.5 live. I mean...
These refs... I mean, the clock's not running. What are we doing with these stoppages? What is
Irish
going on?
Irish lost by 12, by the way.
Right
Irish
on the number. I told you they were going to cover. I told you they were going to cover. I didn't bet them.
Right on the number.
Providence up 4. They're going to smash UConn.
Cam Johnson with a 3 here for the Nets. Let's go.
Yeah. Where's Bridges? Does he know the game started?
We'll get him going. We'll get him cooking. Pitt's going to end up beating Wake Forest, Joe. They're up 10 with a minute to go.
I told you Pitt was the play, too.
Purdue looks like the final is going to be 101-96 against Northwestern. So a cover there. What's going on with Kentucky? Probably nothing good considering you haven't been chirping about it for a while.
There's something going on with the Northwestern coach. He wants a piece of the
ref. Oh, is he getting involved?
He wants the ref. He's calling out. He's calling out the ref.
Give him the business.
He's hot. Get him out of here.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. We have another hour to go. Plenty to talk about. 844-843-6879. We're back after this on the grid.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.